You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White travels back to 5th century England for a look at the Arthurian legend.
One of the most enduring legends of history is that of a king that everyone knows, for he lived in a magical place called Camelot, wielded a mighty sword named Excalibur, and was surrounded by chivalrous knights at a round table. King Arthur, while mostly legend, proves to us that even the most sensationalized figures may have actual historical identities. Sorting through the Arthurian legends of the past millennium is a daunting task, but one that yields fascinating information. Not only about the possible real man behind the legend, but also it is a commentary on medieval and modern society. King Arthur has a few different versions to his story. In the 9th century, the Welsh historian Nennius wrote A History of the Britons, in which he describes a figure whose name was translated as Arthur, a man who Nennius says was a great warrior against the invading Saxons of the 6th century. This was a theme picked up by a later writer named Geoffrey of Monmouth in the 12th century, who added the magical figure of Merlin to the tale, explaining Arthur's birth in a supernatural way. Not long after, the legend took on more and more elaborate detail, as Arthur even acquired a queen named Guinevere, who had an affair with Arthur's most trusted knight, Lancelot. As the tale continued to be spun throughout the Middle Ages, Arthur acquired a son named Mordred, and of course at some point his story intersected with the Grail legends of Britain as well. By the 15th century, King Arthur emerges in literature in the full context we typically understand him today, in the Norman Knight framework popularly expressed in movies and stage productions. Sir Thomas Malory, in his work La Morte d'Arthur, cemented all of the elements of the legend together in one epic retelling. And later in the 19th century, Alfred Lord Tennyson made Camelot the central place in his Idylls of the King. King Arthur may not be legend at all, although the details that have been added through the centuries most certainly are. The Arthur of legend might actually originate with a Romanized Celtic warrior by the name of Artorius, perhaps the same one mentioned in Nennius of Wales' early account of the history of the Britons. This would place Arthur within the window of late classical antiquity or the early Middle Ages in England, far removed from the Norman era context with which his legends later became associated. To be fair, medieval writers like Geoffrey of Monmouth and Sir Thomas Malory passed into literature what they had received as oral tradition about the feats of this mighty king. Historical or legendary, King Arthur is an enduring figure in popular culture, evidenced by the movies, books, stage plays, and even video game references to the Arthurian legends that have now been promoted for nearly 1,200 years, if one begins with the earliest accounts to appear. With a legend so rich and spanning so much time, clearly there is a connection to the human story in a way that continues to engage. Why do we need a King Arthur? Why is this particular legend so appealing across the centuries? The answer probably lies with the romance we associate with chivalry, the appeal of a noble cause or quest, a perfect king's court where equality reigned among all, and a righteous man who ruled well because he was anointed by mysterious forces of nature that allowed him to draw a sword from a stone. It has all of the elements of a truly fantastic tale, embellished across the ages. Perhaps this Arthur is rooted in an actual historical figure, but if so, he is certainly obscured by what we have idealized him to be, and not adequately remembered for who he was.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.